And swimming and space music on Rise FM with Beyonce, Cuff It Up, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. Now, this evening, I'm speaking to a woman with a big heart and who is committed to empowering fellow women. She's a motivational speaker, life coach, and digital influencer, to mention but a few. You might know her as Madam Speaker, but she was born Perseverance Marimeni. Good evening.
Good evening, Felicity. How are you?
I'm good, Madam Speaker. It certainly is an honor to have you, and I would firstly like to appreciate you for the work that you do. We share that in common. I love women that are about fixing the crowns of other women.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm also honored.
All right. Where was Madam Speaker born and raised? Just to get to know you.
Sure. I was born and raised in a village called Mashamba Village. Mm-hmm. It's actually a village of great people. Your likes of Popira Matuba, I don't know if you know her, and Makazi. They're also born from that village. So, yeah, it's a village of great people, big shoes to fill. I was born and bred in Mashamba Village, and I went to school there. That's like a few kilos away from Ilim. In the Makado, Noise Creature Municipality in Venda. Mm. I did all my studying there, and from there, for varsity, I went to Durban. I studied electrical engineering at Durban University of Technology, and from there, that's when I now started spreading my wings and fly.
Mm-hmm. Now, from electrical engineering to what you're now doing, which is wonderful work, what inspired you to do the work that you do?
I think I've always had it in me to do the work that I do because with the electrical engineering, I just literally just wanted something quick so that I can quickly get a job. You know how they always say there are certain careers that if you do them, you'll quickly get a job. Mm. But I do believe that when you are doing whatever that you are in a position to do, it'll make room, you know, and way for you to actually do what you've been called to do, which I feel like that is exactly what happened with me. Because the two are not related whatsoever. Mm. But I do believe that some of the things and some of the work that I'm doing, it would not be possible if it was not because of being funded by the very career that I feel like I'm not even in line with. You get what I mean?
I hear you. Now, I know you are currently celebrating a milestone of getting 100,000 views on your podcasts. What episode really touched you the most? Because I've watched many of your episodes, and I always get emotional with all of them. And I wonder, you know, because people don't understand that when you are dedicated to being part of other people's journeys of healing, you go through it sometimes with them. You carry the weight of what they're going through. So which one stands out for you?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Some of these things, they actually do affect us. That is why you need to really just safeguard yourself before you can put yourself out there to say, come share your stories, because they do affect you as a person. There are so many of them that have actually touched me in that way. But one recent one was with a lady who was treated badly in one of the countries in Europe, which is Croatia. You know, she's a lady from West Bank. Mm. And she even did lives on Facebook where she was facing a lot of attacks in that foreign country and whatnot. So her having to come back home and share her story so that at least she can get justice and having to involve the Human Rights Commission, it took a lot out of her. You know, you could she was breaking down. We were all just breaking down and just praying for her and whatever. But all in all, having to see somebody go through all of that and still being able to come back and stand strong, it really just says that, you know what, women, we are stronger than we think. We can overcome anything. So that is just one of a few that actually touched me, the deepest part of my heart. I think also another one that stood out for me was the wife of a prominent member of society who's like a speaker brand owner who spoke for the first time in years because nobody knew her face. We only knew the husband's face. So for the first time, she said, I wanted to speak in a space where I feel comfortable and I feel like I'll be protected as a woman. She came and she shared her story of how it has been like just being around a man who just turned against her after she did so well in investing in the both of them, you know. So that's just some of the stories that really touched me to the core. But also, even after all of that, when you go back home, you need to always find a place or a corner where you say, this is my corner of just recharging and ditching everything and just praying also for the people that have come to share their stories, because these are deep things, you know. Yeah.
Now, because you speak of or you shared stories about women, and you are very clear on the fact that you are for fixing crowns of fellow women, you are about empowering other women. What would you say to a woman who says, I want to go back to living for me and not just the roles I play in life? Because I feel sometimes we get lost in the roles that we're playing, be it being a partner or a parent, and we forget ourselves.
Yeah, I think the issue of us women forgetting ourselves and thinking that God has created us just so that we can be spectators. And, you know, I always say you were not born to be a stroy. I don't know if you know what is a stroy.
When there's a
wedding, there's going to be the bride and the groom and a stroy. You don't have to be a stroy in every single person, like for the rest of your life. There has to be a time where you will be a stroy. There has to be a time where you will be the bride. And that is always, almost always, you have to be the bride until from time to time where you have to be a bridesmaid. But it's so deeply rooted in us as women because of how we were raised. You know, when you are being taught how to clean and to cook and this and that, they always tell you who's going to marry you when you don't do these things, you know. So the seed is planted from a young age on how our parents would communicate with us on what they're preparing us for, so much that when we grow older and the expectation is that we must now come and do the things that we were taught to do when you were younger, you end up settling for whatever because that's what you've been called to do. I think we as women, this is why I'm always for, you know, self-awareness and understanding your calling and just why God created you as a woman. It's not an overnight thing because you are literally fighting an entire system, you know, an entire system of patriarchy, and it's an individual fight. But when we gather together, we can conquer. It's just that we have a long way to go. But what I can say to a woman who feels like, you know, she doesn't even know what to do with herself because all her life, all she has known is just to support other people and not get support for herself. I think the one thing that I always give as an example about where you start is the fact that even if every single night when you go to bed, you sleep next to somebody, remember that if you are having a nightmare, that somebody can never enter your dreams and save you. Meaning that even the dreams that you have when you are sleeping about how to empower yourself, I always give an example with a woman in the Bible who is Deborah. Deborah was a judge and she was married, but she had visions and dreams and she was persuading that. So that says that even as a woman, you can have dreams of your own and you can be this great woman that you intended to be. So the first place where you need to start is when you go to sleep at night. And as much as you're sleeping next to somebody, are those people in your dreams with you when you sleep? And the answer is no. So then that means that you as an individual, you have dreams of your own that you need to persuade regardless of who is next to you. So I know that it's not an easy thing, especially because of how we were raised. Mm. But one day at a time when you always keep reminding yourself that when I go to sleep in my dreams, whether I'm seeing good dreams or I'm seeing nightmares, I'm not with anybody, I'm by myself. Mm. It means that even when I wake up in the morning, I don't expect everybody to understand the dreams that I have to chase, but I will always liaise with people who understand my vision, and I'm going to push it no matter what.
That is so powerful and profound. And thank you for sharing that, because I can imagine for someone who made resolutions for 2024 and they're looking at them now and seeing that, hey, I've been prioritizing my role as a parent and a partner. But in terms of the individual goals I had set, I haven't achieved anything. It's difficult to realize that at this time of the year, but it doesn't mean it's the end. It certainly doesn't mean it's the end. Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, for availing yourself. And please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Perseverance Marimini, also known as Madam Speaker. You heard it. When you go to sleep, you're alone in your dreams. So that should always be a reminder. Wutsi, you're on your own. The work you must do, the life that you desire, it all requires you to do the work, to believe in yourself, to show up for yourself. Not your partner, not who's next to you. Mm-mm. To avoid disappointment, don't expect anything. It's Theo Hosinkwe, thinking about you, Kurazi FM.